mother prayed for me.
Yes.
Had me on her mind.
Yes.
Took the time and prayed for me. I think that deserves a hallelujah.
Yes.
I want you all to say it again in here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, somebody prayed for me.
Yes.
Had me on their mind. Thank you, choir. Thank you, choir. And thank you, musicians. Let's say amen for the choir.
Amen. God is good to all of us. Yes.
Amen. We didn't have to be here this morning, but God granted us his grace and mercy. So bow your heads now. I'm praying for, come on now, I'm praying for Brother Lawrence Crump, who is a faithful member of this church. Oh yes, but he's now under the weather. And one of these days, all of us just might be under the weather. We don't know when that day is coming. Going to be in contingency in prayer for the Brown family and the loss of their cherished loved one. Father, Lord God, you are our help in ages past. You are our only hope for years to come. We come, Lord, acknowledging your awesomeness. We come, above all, acknowledging your healing power. I wonder how many of us in this church just want to know that God has healing power. Has he ever healed you?
Yes.
If the Lord, in my prayer, if the Lord has healed you, you ought to say something. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power on Brother Lawrence Crump. I pray, Lord, that he'll just throw his arms and love and all around you, Lord, that you might heal his body. And now bless the Brown family who's already traveled long distance and buried one of their loved ones. So, Lord, we don't know when our time, too, is coming. You might be here today, but tomorrow is not promised to none of us in here. So, Lord, help us to love one another, appreciate one another, and empower one another. Amen.
Amen.
I invite your attention this morning to one of the great books in the Old Testament. Thank God for Minister Johnson and her ministry.
Amen.
And may I say, I'm praying for you that God will send you a shepherd.
Amen.
I told someone that I've been privileged for a number of years now. We have many, many churches. You're not the only one in the Commonwealth. And I've seen the process work very well.
Amen.
Then I have also seen the process fumble. Because members are not on one accord. Talk the talk, but not on one accord. And your action speaks louder than your word.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I said it yesterday and I'm saying it now too. That your action speaks louder than any word you can say. But for who you are is more than what you say. So you gotta come up to the plate now. The challenge says it in your hand. But more importantly, Brother Chairman and others, it's in God's hand.
Yes.
And God's going to send you the one that God wants you to have.
Amen.
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 You need to hear me this morning. God will send you the one that God wants you to have. Not certain people, but what God wants you to have. Then that one that comes is going to be your shepherd. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm a leader. I'm a leader. So I talk like a leader. I walk like a leader. Help people beyond wherever they are, whatever condition they are. And I just thank God for it. If I can brag on anything, I brag on that, that I'm available to help people under all conditions in life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. I said that, and I'm not going to say no more.
Amen.
I'm just going to be here with you, love you. You need me to be a shepherd for you. Like I just prayed for you, for my friend, Brother Lawrence Crump.
Amen.
You need me to pray for your family, somebody, while I'm still here, while you're with you. I'm going to be available to you. I didn't get no amen over there.
Amen.
But I know how I feel. And I'm going to talk like how I feel. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to turn to one of my the great books of the Old Testament called Exodus. One of the great books. Preach with God. I'm going to give you the words.
Amen.
God has given you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You know, it'll take a lot of people to sing. I looked up the first of all, this one, I saw one. And y'all laughing, but I'm telling you like it is. I saw one, but she and I talked together, and she and I had a beautiful spirit together. Then all of a sudden, some more came in, and a few more came in, and ended up with a powerful few, a dynamic few.
Amen.
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 So that's how you're going to be a new pastor. You got to be creative. You got to be creative.
Yeah.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Because God can use you when you're available.
Amen.
If you're not available, God can use you.
Amen.
Because God wants your faith and trust.
Yes.
Amen. 13, I'm reading from the 14th chapter of Exodus, y'all. Church, now. I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse. I'm going to read a few verses this morning. I'm starting not to read. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse. Amen. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you. I like this one. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace.
Yeah.
And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Talked about that in Sunday school this morning. Go forward.
Yes.
But lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea.
Yeah.
And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh. I got read right. Honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host.
Yeah.
I'm reading King James Version. Upon his chariots and upon his horsemen.
Yeah.
And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, whom I have gotten honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen.
Amen.
And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before his face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp and the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near to the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Let me read one more verse, the 22nd verse. And I'm asking all of us to read the 22nd verse with me. Please do so now with me. Here, united now. And the children of Israel went into the midst upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for Deacon Dr. Johnson this morning for leading us in such a spiritual manner. Thank God for Deacon Will Taylor for such a heavenly and inspired prayer. And also his testimony as well. Amen. Thank Deacon Wright for reading from a book, one of the great epistles called Hebrews. Is that all right, y'all? Is that all right? I'm going to preach here a little while because I will not be preaching now. I just told in a bird by business meeting yesterday, I said, now my preaching is going to be sparingly here. And so whenever I get a chance to preach, whenever the brother and sister let me preach, I'm going to get up here and preach.
Right.
It's going to be sparingly for a little while because I recognize the process. But whenever you let me get up here, I'm going to get back up here. Y'all get that in your hearts now. Amen. Because I love to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Is that all right? I'm going to preach this morning by the help of the Holy Spirit. God got your back.
Amen.
Come on now. Everybody say, God got your back.
God got your back.
The story of the Israelites' escape from Egypt, as recorded in the 14th chapter of Exodus, some of which I just read, is a tremendous message of hope.
Yes, yes.
Israelites find themselves at an impasse at the Red Sea. Just hours before, they had been celebrating their release from slavery in Egypt. But now they are in the pit of despair.
Yes.
The manner in which God miraculously delivered them should be a source of inspiration to us in our times of discouragement. The Egyptians, all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them at the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Are y'all praying with me this morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
My theme for this day is God got your back. And imagine, since I said it, how many of you here this morning really can affirm that you have faith to believe that no matter what you're going through, that God got your back? They are entrapped. The entirety of the 14th chapter is a great chapter to read because it gives a complete summation of that encounter. The Bible tells us Pharaoh himself took 6,000 of his best chariots along with all other chariots of Egypt.
Yes.
It must have been an awesome sight. Literally thousands of horses racing across the plain. The sight and sounds of those thundering horses must have struck terror in the hearts of the defenseless Israelites.
Yeah.
They had no place to hide.
No, sir.
They could not outrun the Egyptian army.
Yeah.
Even if they had a mind to try.
Yeah.
They were on the banks of the Red Sea with no place to go. They were helplessly trapped. There are many people who are living their lives today feeling that they are helplessly trapped.
Yeah.
Trapped in hopeless relationships.
Yeah.
There are many, some persons here today who feel trapped and don't know what to do. You feel trapped by the difficult circumstances of life.
Yeah.
Are y'all praying with me?
Yeah.
I'll be out your way in just a few minutes, but I need a praying church this morning.
Yeah.
Because everybody in here is going through something.
Yeah.
You might look good on the external, but the internal speaks a different story.
Yeah.
And that's why I say oftentimes that you, when you come together as the body of Christ in New England or wherever you go, you ought to come with a heart filled with love and respect and a feeling of gratitude that God has brought you thus far. Somebody says, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. My mind always was also stayed on New Elam Baptist Church in New Kent County. I said, Lord, I hope somebody will come out this morning to hear this message.
Yeah.
Because this message is germane for all of us.
Yes.
Because all of us feel trapped sometimes.
Yes.
Maybe life seems hopeless that you have lost your enthusiasm. Notice in the 14th chapter, beginning at the 13th and the 14th verses, you might look at it a little bit later. God intervened.
Yeah.
Everybody said, God intervened.
Amen.
Moses, hear what it says. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord will bring you out today. The Egyptians that you see today, you will never see again.
Amen.
Because the Lord will fight for you.
Yes, he will.
If you just be still.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I read somewhere else, y'all. I'm hurrying on this morning.
Take your time. Come on.
That the Bible says, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
I kind of find that, Brother Deacon's a little bit as found, but it is in the Old Testament.
Oh, yeah.
And I need to get that pericope in order, because the verse said, God says to the people, be still and know that I am God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Here is the first step. When you face impossible situations, stand firm.
Amen.
Stand still.
Yes.
The instructions of Moses were to stand still for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
In other words, don't panic. The Lord will fight your battle if you stand still.
Yes.
Am I preaching to anybody this morning?
Yes.
If you stand still, the question is, how did God fight that battle?
Yes, sir.
In my theological studies, we would call this the relevant question in the text. How did God in this text fight the Israelites' battle? And can I just bring a little more contemporary? How does God fight your battle?
Amen.
And the other part of that is, do you allow God to fight your battle?
Yeah.
You see, that's a difference, you know. If you're not obedient to God, if you're not open to God, God has his own prerogative, but God will step back and allow you to face the consequences that you are facing.
Yeah.
I didn't give any amens on that, but that's all.
Amen.
The truth be told this morning, all of us in here is in a battle.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm going to say it again, y'all. If the truth be told, you don't need to look at nobody else. Look at yourself, look at myself. All of us in here is fighting a battle.
Yes.
If you're not fighting a battle with your relatives and your friends and your co-workers, you're fighting a battle with Satan.
Yes.
And when you fight that battle, you need God to help you to fight the battle. What divine intervention did God use? I'm glad you asked. The answer can be found in Exodus 14, chapter the 13th to the 27th verses of which I read as my text. Then the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp and the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it was light by night to the Israelites. Amen.
Amen.
So that one came near to the other, but that was a divide. In other words, God took the cloud and made it dark on one side and light on the other side. That's all I'm trying to say to y'all. And only an awesome God could do that. How many of us in here this morning, you've been around a long time, how many of us know that God is an awesome God?
Amen.
People said back in the years past, back in the 18th century and the 17th century, that God will make a way somehow.
Yes.
On that night, Red Sea, God created an impenetrable wall between the Egyptian army and the Israelites. When you face despair and the Red Sea in your life, again, stand still on the promise of God. Be courageous and allow God to act on your behalf. God has promised never to leave us, never to leave us alone. And God is not short of his promise. He will intervene. He will step in at the right time. I don't know what Red Seas you are facing today, because all of us are facing some Red Seas. I know you look good on the outside. I just not said that to you all. You look good on the external, but it doesn't tell what's really going on battling on the inside of your internal self. You see, I've worked in Central State Hospital for more than 34 years. Maybe this will help somebody in here. If I don't help you no other way, maybe this will help one person at least. I hope that one is you. That's all you got to say. I hope that one is me. And let me just make a long story short. Working in that therapeutic environment, that clinical environment, in that sensitive treatment hospital, that sensitivity was always evident. It was always proven, however, from a diagnostic and analytical point of view, from a medical clinical stance, that I had to take along with the medical doctors, because that's a clinical setting, and that's when you have to have not only a theological philosophy, but you also have to have a clinical philosophy that has medical understanding. Oh, you're the father.
Okay.
So that's what you're looking at, and I thank God that he put me in that position. Because when I looked at the record in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I'm saying this not to boast nor brag. In the Commonwealth of Virginia, there's only a few clinical chaplains in psychiatric hospitals in the state of Virginia.
Amen.
And I covered them all in terms of hospitals, because I went to everyone in the state. But it was only just a few African Americans who made the grade.
Amen.
Oh, you don't hear me.
Yeah.
It was only a few African Americans that made the grade.
Yeah.
Most everybody was Caucasian, male and female, but only a few African Americans. I thank God that I was one of those African Americans. And I don't know what vulnerable foes that are trying to set roadblocks in your pathway. I don't know this morning. But this I do know is that God is a God. And he is a mighty God.
Yes.
And God can make a way somehow.
Yes.
He gives strength to the weak, hope to the hopeless. He gives help to the helpless. He gives joy to the joyless. And he gives victory to the defeated. There's something else in this text that I'd like to lift up that we need to consider this morning. The way opens up, move forward. That's in the 21st verse. Y'all need to read the pericope. I'm guiding you this morning. If you allow me to guide you, I'm telling you that when the way opens up, the text says, move forward.
Amen.
New Eden!
Yeah.
Oh, are you looking at me?
Yeah.
But the same text that's in that pericope there is the same text that God brings to you this morning that you need to move forward.
Yeah.
The past is the past. And some people perhaps don't even come to church here because they're so torn up with the past. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. And some of us are so much engaged in what happened a few years ago until we are locked in, and we somehow or another we are cramped by that kind of attitude and disposition. But God says in this text, y'all, go forward. The past, you can't bring the past back. Save your life. All past hurts you. I ain't going there because I don't like this or like that. You're going to live your life out not liking this and not liking that. But if you're in God, and God is in you, and you love God because God loves you,
Amen.
You ain't gonna let nobody hold you in the past. And Moses stretched out his hand.
Yes, he did.
Over the sea.
Yeah.
And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night.
Yeah.
And made the sea dry land.
Yeah. Yes.
And the waters were divided.
Right.
And the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea upon dry ground.
Yeah.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left.
Yeah.
Whenever we follow God's instruction, we cannot fail.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that to you again, New Eden. Whenever you follow God's instruction, you cannot fail.
Yeah.
I didn't say follow the pastor's instruction. I didn't say follow the deacon's instruction. I didn't say follow any other auxiliary's instruction. You need to come up in here and follow God's instruction.
Yeah.
So I learned something about man. Man will fail you.
Yeah.
Well, I've been living long enough to know that everything that smiles and laughs in your face ain't your friend. Some of the worst people I dealt with in some churches I've been to are folks who grin in my face and laugh in my face and cut a dagger in my back. Oh, you didn't want to hear that, did you? But everybody in the church is not always loving and kind. That's what holds the church up, because God is not on your agenda. When God is not on your agenda, your church will be held up.
Yeah.
Everybody said, put God on your agenda.
Put God on your agenda.
Because God knows the beginning from the end.
Yes, he does.
We must bear in mind that God made the water. God made the wind. God made the dry land.
Yeah.
Nothing is impossible with God.
Yes.
He is unlimited in his awesome power. God's instructions to the Israelites were to move forward, because the way has been provided.
Yes.
There is dry land in the midst of the sea. Just go forward.
Yeah. Yes.
Trust God and know that he will lead you safely through.
Yeah.
I've often said, if God leads you to it, he'll lead you through it.
Yeah.
He will not only lead you safely through, but he will serve as protection for you.
Yes.
The text rather says that God confused Pharaoh and his mighty army.
Yeah.
God made the chariot wheels to fall off.
Yeah.
Y'all need to read the proverb again there.
Yeah.
And they could not be driven. They knew that when God was fighting their battle, God was on their side.
Yeah.
And God told Moses to stretch out his hand, and the waters collapsed together, and Pharaoh and his army were drowning.
Yeah.
What an awesome God that we serve.
Yeah.
There is yet something else in this text that I see that I must tell you before I sit down. When the victory is realized, give God thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, some of y'all didn't hear me. But I see something else in this text. It says to me that when the victory is realized, give God thanks. The 31st verse says, when Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Now this fear that he's talking about, they're talking about, is what we call reverential fear. Everybody said reverential fear. Which means to fully respect God.
Amen.
To fully trust God.
Yes.
To say that God and God alone is worthy of our praise and our worship.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We praise everything else.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's all right. And I'm sure that we're thankful for the materialism and the prosperity that God has brought in our life.
Yeah.
But let me remind you that you and I wouldn't have prosperity. I would not have the enjoyment of the pleasures of life if it were not for God.
Amen.
Some of y'all don't want me to say it. Some of y'all holding your head down. That's all right. That's all right. I just hope you're praying with me. It's always, you can't make yourself. God makes everything. Everything that you have, God gave it to you. And I hear it at one another great church. I do Bible studies beyond the walls of this church. That's something you want to hear again. I'll tell you again, I do that. And I talked about the five senses. Mm-hmm. Everybody in here got five senses.
Yeah. Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody say everybody.
Everybody.
Got five senses. Yeah. Let me tell you, if you lose one of your senses, it will impact the other senses.
Yeah.
In other words, if you lose your sense of touch, it'll impact your sense of hearing.
Yeah. That's
right. If you lose your, you can't hear no more, it'll impact your sense of sight.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't praying for me.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Am I preaching to anybody?
Yeah.
I said, God gave us five senses. Mm-hmm. And everybody in here got five senses, unless something has depleted and somehow or another something has become distracted in your life and perhaps one of your senses has been somewhat irritated, but in essence, God gives us everything that we got, everything we got. So that's why you ought to come to New Eden every Sunday and worship God.
Amen.
You ought not let folks hold you back. You ought not let your children hold you back. You ought not let your other folks hold you back. You ought to come to give God some glory. Give God some praise. How many of us didn't even know that God is worthy of praise? When victory is realized, give God the credit. Y'all hear me again? We too often want to take credit ourselves. When the victory is realized, give thanks to God. Amen. Because God will make a way out of no way. When your prayers are answered, and you are financially prosperous, and your children are doing well, and you got good health and strength,
yes,
you ought to come up in here all the time and give God some thanks.
Amen.
When God helps you through a problem,
yeah,
and everybody in here got at least one problem.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I got a multitude of problems.
Yeah.
But I know who the problem solver
Amen.
Is. And God can solve any problem. Because I come to tell you, God is bigger than your problem.
Yeah.
God helps you through a problem, don't forget to thank Him. When God turns that situation that's been unfavorable to favorableness, give God the credit. When that burden gets heavy for you to bear and you can't even sleep at night, and God turns that hard situation around in your life, you ought to give God the credit. For He knows just how much you can bear. When you find yourself in the wilderness of despair, don't fear, but give God credit. When you have to face the red seas of trouble and adversity in your own life, keep the faith and don't give up on God. Because behind every dark cloud, oh, I'm about to ready to close now. Everybody say, God got your back.
God.
Some of you didn't say it, but I said, God got your back.
God.
I didn't say the world got your back. Both of my hands.
Amen.
God has made a way for me so many times.
Yeah.
How about you this morning?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to anybody. I raised both of my hands because God has made a way for me so many times.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. All of us got to face our red seas.
Yeah.
It's always darkest before dawn. The more you give God the credit, the more God will bless you.
Yes.
God does not promise to exempt us from problems and tribulations. He does not promise to do that, but He promised to give us strength for the journey.
Yes.
He promised to give us His grace, which is sufficient.
Yes.
Let me say one more word. Everybody say, God got your back.
God got your back.
How many of us know, again, that God makes a way?
Yes.
Listen to me as I prepare to close my sermon here, and I'll be out your way.
It's all right. It's all right.
Have you ever felt, listen to me, you need to listen to this. Because
right.
Some of us in a sense of denial.
Well,
you come to church, but we think ain't nothing wrong with us. But you're just as wrong as you can be. If you're in the flesh, come on now, you need to listen to somebody preaching. If you're walking in the flesh like I'm in the flesh, all of us got some problems. Because there's always a contention between the spirit and the flesh. You know what? I might be not using the proper language here, but I ain't gonna give Satan the victory. Look like he gave victory in some ways. But I ain't gonna give him the victory because I know who my owner is.
Yes.
I know who my benefactor is.
Yes.
I know who gave me strength for my journey.
Yes.
And I am gonna fight a good fight of faith.
Yes.
And I'm gonna fight Satan's tactics and Satan's old horrible desires to hold my spirituality and try to cramp my life.
Yes.
Don't go to church. Go to work, but don't go to church.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
Yeah.
I may not preach here no more. Some of y'all may be glad that I won't preach here again, but I'm going to preach on homecoming day. Satan have the victory. Because if you give Satan a toehold, he'll get a foothold.
Yeah.
And if you give him a foothold, he'll get a leg hold.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, y'all looking at him. Don't play around with Satan because he can. You in church, but Satan can still cramp your style.
Yeah.
When you lie down at night, do your worries get in bed with you? Do you tell yourself, if I just can get some good sleep tonight, things will work out better tomorrow?
That's right.
Only to find that the same problems are still waiting you when you wake up. Oh, do I have one witness in here?
Yeah.
With God, there is always hope.
Yes.
Never give up on God. When the Israelites had nowhere to go, the Lord gave Moses a plan.
Yeah.
You see, the enemy wants fear to bind your vision of faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
What to do when you don't know what to do? Just trust God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just trust God.
Yes.
No problem is too big that he cannot handle. Do I have anybody listen to my closing of my sermon?
Yeah.
You are at a crossroad. I said you. When I said you, I'm talking about me too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in here is at a crossroad.
Yes.
A crossroad.
Yes.
And you got to know which direction to take.
Amen.
I'm mighty afraid that some people call themselves Christians are taking the wrong road.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, your fruit will bear it out.
Yeah.
You don't have to walk around with a sign on your back with a cross around your neck. If you're a Christian, then somebody will know it by the way you live and the way you talk. You are facing your Red Sea, ready to give up. Depression has set in. Anxiety and worry has set in. The answer is trust God and believe that he will make a way. Because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's.
Yes.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
Every problem we face is to see God at work.
Yes.
Man's extremity is God's opportunity.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't hear that, did you? If you got the faith, God got the power.
Yes.
Somebody said it with me this morning. If you got the faith, some of y'all ain't saying it too well, but I'm going to say it again. Before I take my seat. If you got the faith,
God got the power.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
When you can't see your way out, your problems, God got the power.
Amen.
Repeat two words over and over in your mind. Let me say it again, because everybody needs to hear this, because all of us are facing our Red Seas. Yeah, but here's a prescription that I like to leave. not only as an ordained minister of God, but as a clinician in a clinical setting with other clinicians.
All right.
Oh yeah, you're looking at a two-part person that you have here in this pulpit.
Yeah.
And I told y'all earlier in the beginning, I thank God that I'm a two-part person. I'm both theological, I'm a theologian, and I'm also a clinician in terms of working with those who are disabled.
Yes.
That went over somebody's head. But that's all right.
Yeah.
I thank God
that
I'm a two-way person.
Amen.
That I can speak to you from the spiritual.
Yeah.
And I can go into the clinical, to the anxiety level, to the depression level, to the skin sore level, or to whatever kind of malady that can bomb out the mentality of our cognitive mind, the cognitive mind that we all have. Satan can bump out your mind and cause you to think you're living and cause you to think you're doing well when you're doing bad.
Yeah. Tell it.
Oh, some of y'all ain't saying amen.
Amen.
Here's my prescription. I'm not going to write it down. I got to read it down. So when I preach at another church somewhere beyond the walls of this one, I got to read that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to write things down.
Yeah.
I think the Bible says in Haggai, write down the vision.
Yeah.
Write down the vision. Haggai, prophet Haggai says, come on now, you read your Bible, write the vision,
right,
and make it clear.
Right.
So here it is. Do y'all want to hear it?
Yes.
I got a good yes on that one. Because I'm anxious to hear it myself. The Holy Ghost gave it to me this morning. About 4:00 this morning, I got on my computer. Because I couldn't sleep too well. But I said, God, you must have some assignment for me in my text today. And here it is right here. The subject that I've given you, God got your back. Everybody said, God got your back.
God.
But here it is. Repeat two words over and over in your cognitive mind. Here they are. But God. But God. That's two, right? But God. And can everybody say that in scripture with me? But God. It's simple, but it's powerful. But God. Say it one more time. But God.
But God.
Whatever you're going through, whatever crisis you're going through, whatever trouble you're having in your relationship with your family, with your husband, with your wife, with your significant other, coming to church having trouble with folk, all you got to walk in your car and sit in your car and say, but God. My God can handle any situation.
Yes, he can.
Amen.
Amen.
And the reason, I'm going to write this down too. Because
right.
I mean, I preach to you again. I say, I think the brother got me on for homecoming. Boy, that's a long time. But when I look at my calendar though, back there in my study, I discover that homecoming here, not as long as I think. But boy, when I get back up here, I'm going to come back up here with fire. Amen.
Amen.
Because I love to preach. Why did I say it 3 times, y'all?
But God.
This is why. Yeah, but yes, somebody got it. That's your formula. Whatever you are battling your Red Sea, say, but God.
God.
3 times. One for God the Father.
Yeah.
Two for God the Son.
Yeah.
And I got right here 3 for God the Holy Spirit. And I call that the Trinity.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And I promise you, God will turn your defeat into victory.
Yes.
Your despair, you'll turn into hope.
Yes.
Your sorrow, he will turn into joy.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Close with these words of one of the great singers who died a few years ago. His name was Andre Crouch. Okay, y'all look at me. I'm closing. But more, you need to look at God.
Yeah.
Everybody in here needs God.
Yes.
I said that since I came here and preached here from this pulpit, and I'm going to say it when I leave here, that everybody needs God.
Yes.
I don't care how much money you got.
Yep.
I don't care how fine you think yourself to be. I don't care how prosperous you might be. You and I would have nothing if it were not for God. My Bible tells me God gives and God takes away. If God gives it to you, God has the authority to take it away. I don't see why some folk don't come to church. I'm going to say this because you're going to call a pastor. And calling a pastor is serious business. Oh, get on here, some of y'all. You're letting that mumble on you, but you better wake up. Let me say this before I hear the words of Andre Crowder and I take my seat. God got your back. You're going to expect the much from your new pastor whenever you call him to this branch of life. But there's a two-way ledger here. Oh, y'all, you this and you that. But you must remember, he also is going to expect something from you. And you have the audacity not to show up on Sunday morning because you don't like certain people, you don't like certain things, and because you've been hurt and all that kind of stuff, and you don't think you're going to hold the church up because you're not here. You're fooling yourself because God made the church and God is the church. Oh, did y'all hear what I just said?
Yes.
Brother Andre Crouch, who died a few years ago, wrote these words. Listen to him. He's gone home to be with the Lord now. Like all of us, gonna go one day to be with the Lord. That's why we all can get on board.
Yeah.
You can't get on board with nothing else is to know that we all of us have an eternity to face.
Yeah.
And you don't know when sickness might break down on you, some disease may break down on you, some kind of crippled part may come down on you and come and cause your life to be snuffed out. I said this.
Tell it, please.
Since I got to homecoming preaching, which I thank God that I'll be able to preach again, because preaching is one of my fortes. But you know, who sends a son when the earth is dry?
All right.
Somebody's bigger than you. Who calls the harvest become golden grain? Somebody bigger than you and I. Amen. But the words of Andre Crouch is my ending of my sermon. God got your back.
Yeah.
I want everybody to say it one more time because you're going to leave out this church facing your Red Sea.
Yes.
Yeah, you're in here, but out there, the world is going to bombard you with all kinds of philosophies, all kinds of theories, all kinds of sinful activities. And sometimes we as Christians, we fall in a trap.
Amen.
But God is a forgiving God.
Yeah.
He's a God not only of a second chance, but he's a God of another chance. Amen. Here's what Brother Andre Crouch said in one of his great songs. And I'm going to read the words as I have them printed. I woke up this morning with these words on my mind and in my heart. I've had many tears and sorrows. Maybe somebody may know all this. I've had questions about tomorrow. Sometimes I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, oh, y'all hear me.
Come on.
God gives, yeah, that is, blessed consolation.
Yeah.
that your trials only come to make you strong.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
I thank God for my mountains, Brother Fresh Bout says. I thank God for my valley.
Yeah.
I thank God for the storms he brought me through. If I never had a problem, I would not know that God could solve them.
Amen.
Oh, y'all that listen to me.
Amen.
I would not know what faith in God can do.
Yes.
But here it goes. Now I'm going to take my seat.
Come on.
I said, here it goes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take my seat.
Yes, sir.
Threw it off. Somebody ought to say it in your heart. Threw it off. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Can I say it again? Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in God. God got your back. God will fight your back. As I said, as we brought you to it, God is able to bring you through it. Can I get a witness today?
Amen.
I said, can I get a witness today? Is God good to you? Come on, man, don't play with me. I said, is God good to you? Has God made a way for you? Has God brought you from nowhere to somewhere? Has God been a bridge over your trouble water? Has God been a mountain in the midst of your valley? Has God been food on your table? Has God been money in your pocketbook? Somebody ought to get up and say amen.
Amen.
I said you ought to get up and say amen.
Amen.
I said you ought to get up and say amen. You didn't say amen for the preacher. You said amen for God. God. You never remember me no more. Remember something today. Write it down. Write the vision down. God got your back. So you don't have to worry. Because God can take you through. He took Israel through. He can take you through. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The deacons will come. We open the doors of the church.